Today, Shir is a Masech the Kedushin on Dav Gimel. We will begin four lines from the top of the Amid, in the middle of the line, with the words, V'hadisnan. In yesterday's Gemara, the Gemara explained that the word derech that is used in the Mishnah refers to the natural way of things. The Gemara explained that darka shel ish l'chazer achar isha, it is the normal way for a man to pursue a woman, and not for a woman to pursue a man in marriage. And whenever it's the natural order of events, the word derech is used. On that svara, the Gemara now will ask a number of questions. Begins the Gemara, v'hadisnan, that which we learnt in a Mishnah in Bikurim, koi. Koi is a suffik chaya, suffik behema. A chaya is a non-domestic animal, such as a deer and an antelope. A behema is a domestic animal, such as a sheep and a goat. And a koi is a suffik chaya, suffik behema. The Ramah in Yoredei Simon Chavches Sif Dalid says that it is a buffalo. So what is the halacha? What is the status of a koi? Is it considered a chai or is it considered a behemah? And the answer is that we are always machmer, and therefore the Mishnah states, yesh boy drachim shovel chaya. In some instances, it is like a chaya. As Rashi explains, it will require kisui hadam for the blood to be covered over with dirt, which is the halacha by an oif and a chaya, but not by a behemah. And therefore, L'chumra will say that a koi is a chaya and requires kisui adam. V'yesh boy drachim shovel behema. We go L'chumra and we consider it like a behema when it comes to chaylev, that certain fats of a behema are not to be consumed, are usher to eat, and a koi's fat will be usher like a behema, whereas the chaylev of a chaya is permitted. But here we're machmer to consider a koi like a behema. And, as Rashi explains, both a chaya and a behema require shechita, and therefore we will treat the koi with the halach of shechita, which is required by both a chaya and a behema. And for other halachas, a koi is neither treated like a behema nor like a chaya. As Rashi explains, it is usur to crossbreed the koi with both a behema and a chaya because of the isser of klein, of mixing together a behema and a chaya. If we are to consider the koi a behema, we could not mix it with a chaya. If we are to consider the koi a chaya, we could not mix it with a behema. And therefore, it will be usser to crossbreed a koi with both a chaya and a behema. Ask the Gemara, according to your explanation, that the word derech is used only when it means the natural order of events. Here, that definition would not apply. Nisni dvorim. Then let it say in the Mishnah in Bikurim that koi yesh boi dvorim shavah l'chaya. Vesu, and I have another question. Hadasnan, that which we learned in a Mishnah in Gittin, daf tes amud aleph. Zu achas min hadrachim sheshavu gitei nashim l'shichurei avadim. This is one of the ways that a get given to a woman is the same as a get shichur, a document that gives freedom to avadim. And Rashi explains that is concerning the halacha, that if this is brought mibedita sayam from a far off community, it is necessary for the one who is bringing it to say, b'fonei nechta, b'fonei nechtam, as we learned in the beginning of this Masechtas Gittin, that it's necessary for him to say that it was written and signed and sealed in front of me. So, according to your definition, derech is only used when it's the natural order of events. That doesn't apply in this instance. Nisni dvorim, we have the same question. Let it say there dvorim. Ella, the Gemara, because of these two questions, the Gemara retracts from its definition of derech as meaning the natural order of events. But rather, the Gemara offers the following definition. Wherever there is a differentiation, it is not one uniform halacha tani drachim. Then it uses the word derech, v'chol hecha deleka plukta. And whenever there is no differentiation, tani dvorim, then the word dvorim is used. And Rashi goes through all the cases that we mentioned in our Gemara, showing why the word derech would be used. For example, in our Mishnah, shloisha drachim, that a woman is niknes, but as we're going to learn soon, that minyan is to be memayit chuppah. That chuppah, although it makes nesuin, however, chuppah does not make kedushin. So there's no uniform halacha that all kinyanim will work when it comes to kedushin. Therefore, there's a differentiation. It's not uniform. We use the word derech. Or, for example, what we learned at the bottom of Beis Amid Beis, that esrog shovel ilan begimel drachim. And esrog is like an ilan in three ways. It's like a tree in three ways, but it's shoved to a yerek in one way. So since it's not uniformly equal neither to a tree or to a vegetable, then the word derech is used. However, when there's a uniform halacha, then the word dover is used. Deikanami, I'll bring you a proof to this, says the Gemara. Diktani seifa, because we learned in the seifa of that Mishnah of esrog shovel le'ilon, that Rabbi Lezer Oimer, esrog shovel ilan l'chol dover. He argues on the Tanakam, and he holds that an esrog is equal to an ilan for every halach, and therefore the word dover is used. Since you're telling me it's a uniform halacha, that an esrog is equal to a tree, it has all the halachas of a tree, therefore the word derech is not used, but rather there we use the word davar. That's why Rabbi Lezer used the word l'chol davar and not l'chol derech. Shemamino, we see that this is a very good definition, that derech is used when it's not uniform, and the word davar is used when it is uniform. Continues the Gemara, minyana dereisha lemutei mai, minyana deseifa lemutei mai. We had in the Mishnah, that ha on the basem at alf that ha isha niknes bishalish drachim and vikaines atzma bishtei drachim. A woman is niknes in three ways, kesef shtar and bia, and she gets released from her marriage in two ways, that is, with a get or with mises habal if the husband dies. Now the Mishnah enumerates and tells us how many ways she's niknes and how many ways she it goes out from her husband. The Gemara wants to know, minyana dereisha lemutei mai. If you're telling me three ways, by stressing the number, we could count up by ourselves, kesher shtar b is equal to three. By telling me three, you seem to indicate that there is something which will not be koina a woman in kedushin. So what are you being memayit? What are you excluding? Minyana deseifa, when you tell me that she goes out in two ways, Lamute mai. Again, you use two. You count it up for me. What are you being memayit? The Gemara answers, miyana dereisha lamute chuppah. The counting of the reisha is memayit chuppah. That chuppah, although it makes nesuin, but it does not make kedushin. Rashi says, if a father gives over his daughter l'chuppah l'shem kedushin, she is not mekudeshes. The Pnei Yeshua points out that huadin, if a older girl who's not under the jurisdiction, let's say a boy Geras, who's not under the jurisdiction of her father, if she gives herself over to Chuppah as Kedushin, it's likewise not Mekudesh. The reason Rashi chose this example in Divrei Maschilim Ute Chuppah, as Rashi says, She Masrul Avil Chuppah L'Shem Kedushin, Einu Mekudesh B'Kach, the reason Rashi used that example is because Chuppah is associated with the Pasuk of Esbiti Nasati L'Ish Hazeh, which means Chuppah, and since Chuppah is used in the context of a father giving over his daughter, who's a Ketana, to Chuppah, that's why Rashi used that example. But Huadin, if it would be a Gedoyla, the Gemara is saying the same thing, that it cannot be used for Kedushin. Ask the Gemara, Ula Rav Huna. According to Rav Huna, as we're going to see further in Daf Hey Amid Aleph, that Rav Huna is of the opinion to Amar Chuppah Koinam Kal V'Chomer, that Chuppah is a Kenyan for Kedushin, and he has a Kal V'Chomer there, Lemute Mai, so you cannot tell me that the minion of the Reisha of the Shalosh Drachim is to Mimayat Chuppah, because Rav Huna holds that in fact Chuppah is a valid Kenyan for Kedushin. So what is Shalosh Drachim Memayet? Answers the Gemara, Lemute Chalipin. It is Memayet Chalipin. Chalipin means barter. It means when the Lokeach for example, gives a sudr, a handkerchief, to the moicher. The moicher wants to sell him a field, and he gets it by barter, by exchanging the handkerchief for the field. And various halachas connected with chalipin. Number one, usually the article that is given over to sudr, the handkerchief, is given back. There's no chiv to give it back, but that's the normal way to give it back. Also, the chalipin can be something that is worth less than a shavah pruta, as you see in the last Rashi on this Amud. Kainim b'kli afal pi she'en a shavah pruta. So the Gemara says that the minion of the Reisha will be mamayat, that chalipin is not a bona fide kinyan concerning kedushin of an isha. Why would I think that it would be a bona fide kinyan? Says the Gemara. Salkadadchem, and I would have thought, hoil v'gomer kicha kicha mistei Ephron. Since, as we learned in Daf Beis Amud Aleph, the kinyan of Kesef is learnt from the Zerushav of kicha kicha from stei Ephron, kiyikach ish ishtai, isha. There's kicha concerning kedushin, and there's also nasati kesev asada kach mimeni. That's by Ephron when Avram took the sada from Ephron. So we have gzeira shava kicha kicha. So I would have thought that not only does that gzeira shava help us lean in kesev, but ma sada makanya b'chlipin. Just like sada, you can be kinded through chlipin, as Rashi brings from the pasuk in Rus. It says vayishloif naloi, that he took off his shoe and he acquired the field by taking off his shoe, and there it was acquiring a field. So we see chalipin helps. The shoe is the article that he was using for barter to exchange it for the field. So chalipin helps by a field. So I would say, once we're learning kicha kicha b'stei Ephron, I would say that af isha nami mekanya b'chalipin, that a woman should also be kind of through chalipin. If chalipin works by a sada, just like by kesef works by a sada, it works by an isha. So chalipin that works by a sada should also work by an isha. Kamash malon. That's why the minion of the Reisha tells us, no, there's only three drachim, and chalipin, in fact, does not work. Ve'ema hachinami. Maybe your argument is very good that there's kicha kicha b'stei Ephron. We should, in fact, learn that chalipin works by an isha. Why does it not work? The Gemara answers, chalipin is now b'pachsim shavah pruta. That's the Rashi that we quoted before from the Gemara Bava Metzia, the Mem Zayin Perek Hazov, that chalipin works on a pachsim shavah pruta, even if the kli is worth less than a pruta. V'isha b'pachsim shavah pruta, as we turn to the Daf Gimel Amud Beis, l'mekanya nafsha, as Rashi explains, a woman would consider it a gnai, an embarrassment, to be exchanged for a keli that is worth less than a shavah pruta. And as the Rashba learns in Rashi, that even if the chalipin, the keli, is a shavah pruta, but since included in the kinyan of chalipin is when you're bartering it for a sudur, for a handkerchief, for example, that's worth less than a shavah pruta, so the whole kinyan of chalipin becomes a derogatory kinyan, and therefore a woman will not give herself over to kedushin to such a kinyan that has within it the ability to be koina even pachas mishavah pruta. This is the sheet of the Rashba and Rashi. Tosfos here learns differently. And the last Tosfos on the Amud, Divrei HaMaskil v'Isha B'Pachas Mishavah Pruta, Lemekanya Nafsha, where in fact Rabbeinu Tam learns that we are not goyris the word Nafsha, because the Rabbeinu Tam says it has nothing to do with the what Rashi said, the, it's a gnai for a woman, and therefore she will not give it over, give herself over. But rather, the Rabbeinu Tam explains it as follows, that it is only chalipin that the Gemara had a havimna to learn kicha kicha m'stei Ephron. For example, shtar and chazaka, the Gemara did not have a havimna. Why doesn't the Gemara think that we could learn shtar and chazaka from kicha kicha m'stei Ephron? Just like shtar and chazaka works by a sada, so too it'll work by an isha. There's no havimna, because it's only a kinyan of kesef that's learned from kicha kicha. Nasati kesef hasada kach mimeni. So it was only, shtar chazaka for sure would not be learned. It was only chalipin, which the Gemara thought that kesef and chalipin go hand in hand. That kesef is also a type of barter. You're giving over money for the field. So here too, you're giving over a keli for the field. So it's the same type of kinyan. So the Gemara said, if from kicha kicha mistayaf and you're learning out kesef, then chalipin would be included. The Gemara answers, no. Since I see a fundamental difference between chalipin and kesef, and that is that kesef is not kind of with pachas mishavar pruta, and chalipin is kind of with pachas mishavar pruta, so therefore I see that the kinyan of chalipin is fundamentally different than the kinyan of kesef, and therefore the only thing I can learn from kichichim steyafrin is kesef, and chalipin, which is possible by pachas mishavar pruta, is a different kinyan, and therefore has nothing to do with the kapeid of the isha, it's a gnai to her, as Rashi learned, but rather the isha by pachas mishavar pruta lo mekanye. A woman cannot be acquired with a kinyan which works even by Paras Mishavar Pruta, because that's not kinyan kesef, and it's only kesef that's learned from kicha kicha. Chalipin joins shtar and chazaka that cannot be learned from kicha kicha Mistei Avron. That's how Tosfos learns the Havamina and the Maskana of the Gemara. The Rajba asks a question in the name of the Rivet, a very strong question. Why, in fact, is the halacha that a shtar could be koine, even if the shtar is worth pachas mishavar pruta? What's the chilek between chalipin and a shtar? If chalipin is not good pachas mishavar pruta, like, let's say according to Rashi, where it's a gnai for the woman to accept a kinyan that's worth less than a shavar pruta, so shtar should be the same din, and yet the halacha is that a shtar could be worth less than a shavar pruta. On this, the Rajba and the Meiri give a teretz that chalipin fundamentally works different than shtar. Chalipin, the barter is affected through the shavius, the value, the worth of the keli. And it even works by pachas mishavar pruta. And therefore it cannot be good for an isha. Whereas shtar works in a different way. Shtar works with the words that are written in the shtar, hareyat mekudeshesli, and those words, when they're put to paper, when they're put into a document, that gives the strength of the kinyan of shtar. So that, in economy, it's not working as shavius, it's working as words written in a document, that will work, even if it's pachas mishavar prut. There is a Rajba in Masech Teshuas Daf Lamed Tes, where the Rajba has a Chakira, just like we find the halacha is by a Shvua, that we don't make a Shvua on a Pachas Mishavar Pruta. But yet we do make a Shvua when it concerns a Keli, which is worth less than a Shavar Pruta. The reason being, because a Keli has a Cheshivas, being that it has tashmishim. It has usage, and therefore the Keli, even though it's not worth a Pruta, will still be chashiv enough to make a shvuan, as declares the Rajba. He has the following question: will that work by an isha? Could if a pachas mishavar pruta keli was given as shava kesef, not as chalipin, but as shava kesef, worth money, and it's worth less than a shava pruta? Do we say that since the keli has a function, it could be used, it should work for kedushin, even if it's less than a shavar pruta? So on this, immediately the Ktsois and the Nesivis and Simon Peches ask a question on the Rajba from our Gemara. Our Gemara states clearly that chalipin is good by pachas mishavar pruta, as Rashi brought from the Gemara above Metzia Daf Mem Zayin, and in fact, since it's good pachas mishavar pruta, it cannot work by an isha. It's a gnai for the isha to get kona with something that's worth less than a shavar pruta. So what's the chakira of the Rajba? Of course, even if it was given as kesef, it shouldn't work. On this, Davni Meluyim and the Kaivet Shiurim, Rabbi Chanan Wasserman, give the answer that there is a difference between chalipin and kesef, or shava kesef, that the Rajba is speaking about. Chalipin, as we mentioned before, is usually given back. So it's only an act to acquire through barter that which you want to acquire. But the actual chafetz that's given for chalipin is given back. So if it's given back and it's worth less than the shavar pruta, that the Gemara understood could not be a kinyan by an isha, would be a gnifer. Whereas a keli that's given as shava kesef, that's given as in terms of kesef, and the woman will keep that keli, there the Rajba has a chakira that maybe it will be a good kedushin, even if it's worth less than a shavar pruta, because after all, it has tashmishim, it has functions functionality, and the woman can use it, and therefore perhaps it is a kedushin, even if it's possible shava pruta, because shava kesev and kesev is fundamentally different than chalipin. Continues the Gemara on Daf Gimel Amud Beis, Minyana de Seifa, Lamute Mai. The Marshal takes out the words Lamute Mai, but that's what the Gemara's intention is. What is the number two? There are two drachm that a woman is coining herself that she can get out of a marriage. That's through get and through Mises Habal. As the Mishnah stated, of a koines atzma b'shtei drachim, why do we have to enumerate the number? It must be mamayit something. What is it mamayit? L'me'ute chalitza. It's mamayit chalitza. Salkadatchem, and I would have thought, hey, so kavachomer yivama. We should learn it as a kavachomer from yivama, that chalitza should work by a regular marriage, not only by yibam. What's the kavachomer? Ma yivama sheni yoytze beget. Get does not help for a yibum, as Rashi brings down the pasuk, which we learn further on Daf Yudal Amud Aleph, because it says v'kasav law sefer krisus. I learn out law v'loy liyivma, that to a yivama v'loy liyivama, to a yivama a chalitza does not work. So here comes the kavachomer. By yivama, a get does not work. It's only law. It's only to a regular wife, not to a yivama. So now I have a kavachomer. Ma yivama she'ani yoytze beget. Yivama does not go out with get, but yet yoytze b'chalitza, she goes out with chalitza. So zu, a regular woman. She yoytze beget, that she goes out with a get. Ain't I din, she yoytze b'chalitza. Doesn't she certainly go out with chalitza? Come ashmal, and that's why our Mishnah has to tell us a number two, that only two ways you can be kind to yourself by an isha, gerushin or misabal, and not chalitza. I would have thought a kavachomer kamash malon. We don't say it. Frey the gemar veima hachanami. Since it's a kavachomer, why in fact don't you say the chalitza works by regular kedushin, that she should be free from her husband? Amar kra, because the pasuk said v'kasav law sefer karisus. So I learn out sefer karsa, that the only thing that severs the bond, the marriage bonds between a husband and a wife, is a sefer, a get vein dover acher karsa, and chalitza cannot sever the matrimony connects the husband and the wife together. It's only a get that can affect that. The Mishnah said that one of the three ways is bekesef. Ask the Gemara, Menole, how do we know that kesef works by kiddushin? Rashi points out that although the Gemara in Beis and Rav learned kicha kicha mistei efren, but that was to explain the lashon of a isha niknes, and kicha means kinyan, and therefore from stei efren we can learn out kesef in terms of a isha niknes. But the main sugya that teaches us the availability of kesef to be used as kedushin is right here on Daf Gimel Amud Beis, where the Gemara asks Menole, where do we know the fundamental halacha that kesef works by kedushin? Visu, and we have another thing that we have to discover, hodistan, that which we learned in a Mishnah, ha'av zakoi bebitoi. A father is zoche in his daughter, bekedusheha, concerning her kedushin, bekesef, through kesef, bishtar, or through shtar, ubebiyah. So the Gemara is asking, Minolan de Miknia Bekesev. Here are our two questions. How do you know the Kesev works for Kedushin? And question number two, how do I know the Kesev Davu, who this halacha that a father can be Zocha in his daughter's Kedushin, Bekesev Shtar Bebiyah, how do I know Kesev that it belongs to the father? Now Rashi explains, what does it mean the father is Zocha in Kesev Shtar Bebiyah? So he explains, Kesev, as Bitin Asat Elisha Zeh, he gets the Kesev. If it's through shtar, then the chosn will give the shtar to the father on behalf of his daughter. Ubebia explains Rashi that the father can give his daughter over by force, even a nara, that she should become mukadeshes through bia. However, Taisvis and Divrei Maschil Avzakai Bebitoi brings a Yerushalmi, that Yerushalmi learns differently concerning bia. Yerushalmi learns that the schus bia means shenoisn leischar lekadish bebia, that the chosin can give payment to the father, that he has the right to be mekadesh the daughter through bia. So the father is actually getting a monetary compensation for that. The Sefer HaMakne explains why did the Yerushalmi learn that way. That's different than Rashi. Rashi learned zakoi means he has the right by force to give her over to become a kadesh through bia. Tosfos is learning from the Yerushalmi that it's a monetary compensation. Answers the Sefer HaMakna that the diuk of the Yerushalmi was in the word zakoi, because zakoi seems to be that you're getting something. So by kesef, you're getting the kesef. By shtar, as we learned before, it may be pachas mishav or pruta, but you're getting the piece of paper, the father. So it passes to say the word zakoi. But the Yerushalmi said by bia, the ability to force his daughter to that she's mekudeshes through bia, that the word zakoi doesn't fit in. That's why the Yerushalmi learns that he can also get the monetary compensation from the chosin to allow the chosin to be mekadesh through bia. That works better with the word zakoi. Continues the Gemara. How do we know these two halachas, that kesef is a kinyan and the money goes to the father? Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Rav, the Amar Krota, Pasuk says, by an Amar Vriya, if she has simoni naras, she goes out from her master. She doesn't have to pay any money to become free from her being an Amar Vriya. V'yotza chinam ein kesef. The Pasuk says she goes out free without any money. Now, if she goes out free, obviously there's no money involved. Why did the Torah, as Rashi explains, have to add the words ein kesef? So we learn out, ein kesef l'adin zeh, of a yesh kesef l'adin acher, in the case of a Amar Vriya going out from her master, there is no money that is given. However, there is money given to another Adnu, Man Niu. Who is that other master of? That's the father. In other words, when the father gives her over for Kedushin goes, the Kesef goes. So we see Kesef is a Kinyan, and who gets the money? The money goes to the father. Continues the Gemara, the Ema, maybe we should say, Lidida, the money should go to her. As Rashi explains, the Pasuk doesn't say, Ein loy kesef, that the Odon of the Amar Vriya does not get kesef. There's no money to him. And from that I could have made a deduction, but there is money to another master, and that is the father. It doesn't use the word lo. It just says, Ein kesef. There is no kesef. So in the case of a girl who is becoming Mukudeshes, there is kesef. But who gets it? Maybe she gets it. The Gemara says, Hachi Hashta. Now, how could you say such a thing? Of you, Mikabel Kedusha, you're telling me that the father is the Bailam to be Mekadesher, even against her will. So he's the Bailam under the Kedusha. Dich Sivis, Bityun Asadlish Azeh, I've given over my daughter to this man. I'm the Baal. I have the ability to give her over. Ve'ihi shakla kaspa, but yet the money is going to go to her, as Rashi explains. Efshe shal chinim zikoa kosav kabos kudusha. Did the Torah give him the ability to be mekadesh his daughter for free? In other words, that he doesn't get any money? If he's able to do it, if he's a baal to do it, if he's the master over this act, then he should be able to get the money as well. So the Gemara says, and the Ritva adds, that the fact that he can be Mekadosh or Baal Korcha shows you that he's the Baal, and if he's the Baal, he should get the money. The Baal gets the money. So the Gemara says, wait a second. Vei mahani milik tano deles lo yad. Maybe that's only by a ketano who has no yad. As Rashi explained, she has no das to understand what's going on, and therefore the Torah made him the Baal of the Kedushin, and that's why he will get the money as well. V'aim ahani miliktan deles lo yad lekabel Kedushin, that she doesn't have a yad to be mekabel Kedushin. Avol nara, the islo yad lekabel Kedushin, but a nara. One, she has simoni nairis, so as Rashi brings down, she's considered a gedola for all oinshin in the Torah, and concerning money matters as well, that when she buys something, she bought it, and when she sells something, it's sold. So since I see that she has those abilities, tagdishi nafsha, she should be able to mekadesh herself, v'tishko kaspa, and then she should get the money. As Tosfos in Divrei HaMashal v'Chitaim explains, that the pshat in the Gemara is not that the father loses his right by a naira to be mekadesh the naira. He still has the right by naira also. And in fact, if he's mekadesh the naira, he will get the money. But it's a shared bilis here. with his daughter. Because if she's Mekadosh herself, then she should get the money. That's what the Gemara means to say. The Gemara doesn't mean to say that she preempts the father, that it's only her bialis, and only she gets the money, and only she can Mekadosh herself. It's a shared bialis. So if she does it, she gets the money, and if the father does it, he gets the money. But why do you say across the board that the father will get it? Amr Kra, the Pasuk says, Binureha Besaviha. As Rashi explains, how will I darshan the Pasuk? Binureha, as long as she is a Naira, then the din is she belongs to Besaviha, which we learn out to mean Kol Shrach Neurim Laviha. Any assets that come in during the time that she is a Naira goes to her father. The Pasuk is learned, Binureha. So you know what happens with all the profits and assets that come in that time that she acquires? Binurah, it belongs, Besavia, Kol Shrach Neurim LaVia. And that's why the father will always get it. In the Chedushah of Shurkin Zitzel, he explains what's the Havaman and the Maskana here of the Gemara. The Gemara knew that the father is the one who can force the marshal, his daughter, Aktana, to become a Kudeshes. Yet the Gemara in the beginning thought that Ve'ema Ledida, maybe it goes to her, the Gemara asks. And then the Gemara said, no, if the father is Mekabel Kedusha, if he's the Baal, so then he has to get the money also. What did the Gemara think in the Havamina? The Gemara knew that as Bittin Asad Lishazeh, he's able to Mekadosh his daughter Bakarcha. So the Kedusha of Shurkin explains, the Gemara's Havamina was that he works as a Shliach of his daughter. Ein Echanami, it's a Shliach Bakarcha. He's her messenger. He has her interest in mind, and he's able to do it against her will. She has no das, and therefore the Torah gave him over the ability, but the Torah didn't give it to him as a baal. The Torah gave it to him as representing the daughter. She's like a mishaleach. She is sending her father, and the father's a shliach. In the case of a shliach, then any assets that are gained through the transaction that the shliach does on behalf of the mishaleach, the profits go to the mishaleach. So the Gemara's Havamina was that it works as a shliach, a mishaleach and a shliach. So it should go to the Ein Echanami, the father has the ability to do it by korcha, but the money should go to the daughter. The Gemara answers, no, since I see he has the ability to do it by korcha, that means that he's a baal over the kedushin. If he's a baal over the kedushin, then he gets the money as well. Ask the Gemara, if you're learning out that the kesef of kedushin goes to the father, from the pasuk b'nureh beisaviyav elahod amar Rav Huna, that which Rav Huna said amar Rav in the name of Rav. Minayin shemaseh habasla av, how do I know that any assets that the daughter acquires through her work, that that money would go to the father? As Rashi explains, this question is nageya, a daughter who is a Nara, because legabe, a daughter who is a Ketana, it's a Kal V'chomer. If he can sell her Bal Korchach, so certainly he can get her Maisi Adayim. There's no question about that. However, a Naira, he's not allowed to sell Bal Korcha, as the Gemara tells us in Erechin on Daf Chof Testament Beis. And that's why Nageya, a Naira, we have a question concerning her Masi Adayim. If she worked and she earned some money, how do we know that that goes to her father? Shenemer, because the Pasuk says, V'chiyimchor ishes b'talama, if a man of a father will sell his daughter, as an amma, and as Rashi explains, the word la'amma is extra, because obviously, if he's selling his daughter, it is to be a maidservant. Why did the Torah have to add the word la'amma? It must be to be makish, to compare these two words which are put right next to each other. Bitoy la'amma. A daughter is compared to an amma. Ma amma masya de la rabba. Just like by an amma, whatever she earns, that goes to her master. Afbas, the same thing in the relationship between a daughter and her father. Afbas nami, masiyadela via, by a daughter also, her masiyadam go to her father. So that's how we learn out that by a naira, the masiyadam of a naira go to the father. Ask the Gemara, now that you told me there's a pasuk b'nureh beisaviyah, that kol shvach nurim laviyah, teipik lei mi b'nureh beisaviyah, so why do we need this pasuk of V'chiyim Chayeshes B'Tala'ama, let's learn it out from the Pasuk, which is written concerning the Dorim of B'nurea B'Savia. What is the answer? Since we don't learn it out B'nurea B'Savia, it must be because Ela B'Force Nedorim Hudichsev. The reason we have a pasuk of B'nurea B'Savia has nothing to do with Kol Shrach Nurim Lavia. We don't learn the pasuk to teach us that, because the pasuk is speaking about a completely different thing. It's in the parsha of Atoris Nedarim that a father is allowed to be made for the netter of his daughter. That's what the Torah is speaking about when it uses the pasuk B'nurea B'Savia, and not to teach me that Kol Shrach Nurim Lavia. Therefore, when I'm looking for a pasuk that the Masi Adayim of Anara go to the father, I need the pasuk of Achim Kereshes B'Talama. If so, ask the Gemara Hachanami over here, where we want to learn from the Torah that the Kes of Kedushin goes to her father. We cannot learn it from B'nurea B'Savia, B'Aforos Nedarim Udichsev. The pasuk of B'nurea B'Savia is being about A'Forus Nedarim. And just like we couldn't learn the din of Masi Adayim of Anara going to her father from the pasuk of B'nurea B'Savia, because that's speaking about the Isser of A'Forus Nedarim, who adin legabi kesef gedushin that it goes to the father, we cannot learn it out from B'nurea B'Savia, which is speaking about the Isser of A'Forus Nedarim. V'chi tema continues the Gemara, Nelef Minei. So maybe even though the parsha is not speaking about Shvach Neurim, maybe you're right, it's speaking about Nedarim, but let's learn from Nedarim that just like the father has a jurisdiction over his daughter concerning Nedarim, who adin, that he will get the Kes of Kedushin. Memainam Yisura Layafinan. That we can't do because Nedarim, as we mentioned, is a Isser. It's concerning Isser Veheter, things that are permitted or prohibited, and money, halachas, are not learned out from things that have to do with Isser, with prohibitions. V'chi teiman nelef miknasa, and if you will say, well, why don't we learn out that Kes of Kedushin goes to the father? From, as Rashi explains, by oynes mefata, when a man rapes a woman, or when he is mefata, he seduces her, and the halacha is that he has to pay chamishim kesef. Who does he pay it to? He pays it to the father. And that's not Isser, that's Mammon. So let's learn out that Kesef Kedushin goes to the father just like the 50 Kesef, the Chamishim Kesef of Oynis Mefata goes to the father. On that we say, Miknasa, V'chitei Menelf Miknasa, M'mayna Miknasa Layafinen. We don't learn out money matters from Knas. Money matters means things that you're paying for the actual damage. Knas means additional penalties, which will be often more than the actual damage itself. And as Rashi explains, since Knas is a chiddush, that the Torah stated that a person has to receive additional punishments, and that's a chiddush, that's a novelty. Therefore, from chiddush, you don't learn. You can't learn a halacha of mamon, which has nothing to do with knas, from a chiddush of knas. And if you want to learn the din of kesef kedushin going to the father, from the halacha, that if his daughter was embarrassed, or his daughter had a devaluation, because of a damage that was done to his daughter, and that money goes to the father. And boishe supagam is not knas, it's not additional penalties, but rather it is payment for the busha, the shame, and the devaluation caused by the injury, and that goes to the father, so that will be mamon for mamon, so maybe that's a good source, the kesef kedushin goes to the father. I have an upshlag on that as well. Shiny boishes begam davur shaykh begavayu. Do you know why boishes begam, if someone is mazik, he damages his daughter, why the father receives the payments of boishes begam? Because the father has some ownership of her boishes begam, as Rashi explains, because he is able, if he so desires, if he'll be paid, he can give her over in marriage to a menuvelu mukashchin, to a degenerate person, a person full of boils who looks disgusting, And she will have from that, being married to such a person, she'll have shame and pagam. And now by the ma'anes, the one who raped his daughter, by her becoming raped, he is causing that people will not want to marry her. And therefore, his legitimate right to her boshes upigam is being affected because people will not want to marry her. Therefore, we understand that if someone damaged his daughter and caused her boshes upigam, that since he is, so to speak, an owner over his daughter's boshes upigam, he receives payment for that boshes upigam. So therefore, we don't really have a source that the kesef kedushin should belong to the father. Ella, says the Gemara, as Rashi explains, we're going to go back to the original pasuk, the pasuk of Yotze Chinam Ein Kesef. And we learned from that pasuk that if a girl becomes a Naira, she has Simoni Nairus, that she goes out without any payment. And we learned Ein Kesef Laden Zeh, Ava Yesh Kesef Laden Acher, Uman Niyu Av. There is another master who will receive payment when his daughter leaves his rishus, and that is a father when his daughter gets married. The only problem with that was that the Gemara asked the question that perhaps the daughter should get the money, as Rashi explained before. The pasuk didn't say ein loy kesef, that the master does not get the money. And from that I could make a deduction. But there is another master where yesh loy kesef, where he will have kesef. There's no word loy. So the only thing we could make a deduction is ein kesef, but there's another case of a master where there is money. But who gets the money? Maybe the daughter gets the money. And we don't have kol shrach nirm lavia. We don't have the pasuk of ben rabbi saviyah. So the Gemara is saying, no, there's a logic that you could learn from that pasuk of yotzachirim ein kesef. Elam istavra. It makes sense. The chi kamemayit, as we turn to Dav Dalam and Aleph, chi kamemayit yitziyah de kavasok kamemayit. It's a comparable type of leaving the rishus of the master. As Rashi explains, top Rashi, that just like when she leaves the master, in the case of being an omo, when she becomes a Nara, she goes out without paying him any money. So the deduction that we make, that when she leaves another master, which is her father's rishus, there is money. So it would make sense that just like the first master doesn't get any money, in the case of the second master, her father, if there is money, he's the one that's going to get it. Because that makes perfect analogy of the thing that you are deducing from the pasuk. The first master, he does not get money. The second master, he does get money. And therefore, we do have a source that by kesef kedushin will go to the father. Ask the Gemara, how can you compare one leaving of the rishus of the master to another? One leaving is not the same as another. Why? Hosam over there by an amma nafkulam rishus adon legamri. When she has simoni nar, she leaves the rishus, she leaves the jurisdiction of her master totally. But vahacha by kedushin, until she gets married, akati michsira mesir l'chuppah, she's still missing being given over to chuppah. Because even if she gets engaged, she has kedushin, as Rashi explained, she's still in her father's rishus concerning Yerusha. If she should die, the father would inherit her. And also, Masi Adayim, as we learned before, goes to the father, even if she's Mekudeshes. The only time he will not Yarshin her is when she goes L'chuppah. When she gets married, then the husband is Yorusher. And then the Masi Adayim belong to the husband, not to the father. So we're trying to learn out Kesef Kedushin. From Amma, you cannot compare the two yitzias. The two leaving of the jurisdiction of the master is different. By Amma, she goes out entirely. And by Kedushin, where it's not yet Chuppah, not yet Nesuin, she doesn't go out from her father's Rishos entirely. So how can you learn one from the other? So the Gemara answers, Baforis Nadorim Yonafkalom Rishusay. There is one halacha where she does go out from the Rishus of her father. As Rashi explains, before she got Mekudeshes, it was only the father who could be made for her in the door. And now when she becomes Mekudeshet, the halacha is Aviyo Ubala, that it's the father and the husband together that are made for her in the dorm, as the Gemara now brings from a Mishnah in the dorm, and of Samach Vav Amid Alf, the Snan, Naira Murasa, a Naira who is Mekudesha, she's Murasa, she's engaged to be married, Avio Ubaila Mefir in the dorm. It's not the husband, it's not the father alone, but it's in together with the husband that the father is made for the neder. So in that halacha, that he's the sole one who can be made for his daughters in the dorm, that now no longer exists after she became a Kudeshes. So we could say that concerning one halacha, she goes out of her father's Rishos, and therefore we can compare it to the case of Amma, there's no money that the master gets. However, by Kesef Kedushin, the master, the father, will get the money. Before we end today's shir, I would like to speak out a famous Tosfos Rid, which is back on Daf Gimel Amud Aleph, where we grappled, all the Rishonim grappled with the question, why doesn't Chalipin help if it is a Shavu Pruta? The Gemara said why it's not good when it's Pachs Mishavu Pruta. We explained from the Rajba that the Rajba says that since it's a Gnai, it's a shame for a woman to give herself over to her husband for less than a Shavu Pruta, then even when it's a Shavu Pruta, that whole type of kinyan is a derogatory kinyan, and therefore even if he gives her a Pruta, it will not work by Chalipin. Tysus had a different shot, as we mentioned earlier in this year. However, the Tysus Rid does not agree with this. And I'm going to read from a Tosfos Rid, Chedushe Tosfos Rid, Amasech the Kedushin, that was printed in 1944 by the Masorah Publishing Company in New York, and printed by Schulzinger Brothers in New York. And what struck me was that in the height of World War II, when Rachmana Litzlan, our brethren, our brothers and sisters in the Holocaust were perishing, but yet Torah continued on these shores, and this Tosfos Rid on Kedushin was published. So let us learn from this Tosfos Rid published in 1944. Says the Tosfos Rid, Kashli Tuva, I have a lot of difficulty with what the Gemara says, that Lemu'ute Chalipin, that the Minyana Dereisha excludes Chalipin. V'imnasan Adam Sudu Le'isha Sheyesh by Shavu Pruta. Afal Pishanasan Batars Chalipin, Amayena Mekudeshes. Why, if it is worth a pruta, is it not Mekudeshes? And he continues, Varei Yeshkan Shavu Pruta. I'm giving her a Shavu Pruta. And apparently he doesn't agree with the Rajba's answer that the whole Kenyan is a Gnai, even when it's a Shavu Pruta. And as the continues the Tosfos Rid, Va'afal pi shehi mechzi rasolai, and even if she gives him back the chalipin, midaita hi mechzi rasolai, she's giving it back to him with her knowledge. Then he writes a hushala, but if she wants to keep it, as we mentioned earlier in the shir, she could keep it. So he says, what about kesef? It's the same thing. V'gamim kitcher b'mana, he gave her a mana, va'afkeni mechzi rasolai, Mertzoyna, and she decides later, I'm going to give it back to him. Klum yeshlam reshenim kudeshes. Could you say that she's not mekudeshes? Therefore, says the Tosfos Rid, venirali loimer, sheim bazasur levadnes ratzis loy lakacho, afa pi shehisker loy shem chalip and mekudeshesi. That if, with a sudr, which is worth a pruta, he says to her, I'm being mekadesh with you through chalipin of this handkerchief, which is worth a pruta, she would be mekadesh. This is a tremendous chiddush of this famous Tosfos Rid, that he disagrees with the other Rishonim, and he says that in fact she would be mekadesh. But here, our Gemara is speaking about a special case. V'hocha b'mayaskinen k'gon shehisni malakacha b'mona. Says the Tosfos Rid that speaking about where he promised to give her a mana, but he didn't have it, and he said, until I give you the mana, I want you to become a Kurdish to me through grabbing onto my handkerchief, and through that, showing that you are willing to become my wife. So the din is, kiven shalayin nisarat shalayin skadish lay, ela b'mona, umona ein kan. Since she only agreed to get the mona, and she didn't get the mona, she is not mekudeshes. Then the Tosfos Rit says, but even though by a sada, that is the way to be kind of sada, that if one sells the sada to another for a mona, and he didn't, and the lekeach did not give the marcher the mona, that if he gives him, the lekeach gives the marcher his suder, then the marcher cannot have charata anymore, and the lekeach is kona the sada, and there is a hischaivus, he obligates himself, the lekeach, to pay the marcher the entire mona after some time, and that is the actual kinyan of chalipin that works. Even without kesef or star and chazok, it works by a field, as we learned before. Rashi brought down from Vishalafish Naloi, which was speaking about in Rus, a buying of purchasing a field through chalipin. That only works by a sada, says the Tosfos Rit. Masha'enkein be'isha does not work by a woman, and the reason is, that's where the Gemara says, since chalipin is now b'pachas m'shava pruta, lo miknion nafshel iskadish loy shloy tucha lachzer boy b'pachas m'shava pruta. V'kivin the b'pachas less now, m'shava pruta nami less now, she'eng zeh shava l'machza, at she'yit m'less amana. So the Tosfos Rit's conclusion is that einachanami, if he gives her only a suder, and he's not mischayiv himself to give her a mana later on, so then, kinyan sudder, which is worth a pruta, that itself will work. And we won't say that since less than a shavar pruta doesn't work, then the shavar pruta also doesn't work. He compares it to kesef. It has the same halachas as kesef. Where is the halacha that it doesn't work? That's where there is a schaivus to pay the mona later. So then, the Tosfos Rit says that since she doesn't have the mona, and how does he want her to accept the Kedushin, to be Gomer Das, that she intends to get married only through the Suder? And Suder could be used, Paksum Shavar Pruta, it is then and only then that we say that even if he gives her a Pruta, it doesn't work because the main Kedushin was through this Chayvis. So putting the two things together, using a weak Kinyan that could have been a Paksum Shavar Pruta, and she doesn't have the money, she's only going to get it later, it is only in that case that the Chazal say that chalipin doesn't work. But there is, if there is no hischaivus for the future, and he's only using the chalipin, the barter system, without any hischaivus, any obligation to pay money in the future, then if it is worth a prut, according to Tosfos Rit, not like the other Rishonim, it will be an effective kedushin.